digital revolution.
The future of radio.
You're weak and sure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
This is Cyber Station USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Ahmad Sarmas, the founder and director of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music, and I'm inviting you to join me in the jazz room with host Joanne Watson-Jones, Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. on the Cyber Station US.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great music. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we're in New York City at the APAP, Association for Performing Artist Presenters Conference. And we're talking with Dr. Ahmad Sarmast, the director of the Afghan National Institute of Music. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Dr. Sarmast.
Thank you very much for your invitation, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
We open the program with Nauru's song, 1393. New Year's song performed by the students of the Afghan National Institute of Music. Later, Dr. Sarmast will tell us about his music school in Afghanistan and his students. Enjoy. Thank you. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Dr. Ahmad Sarmast.
Thank you very much for this invitation. And I'm happy to be with you.
Oh, I'm very excited. I've been listening to the music of your students, and they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful. And the song that we opened with was Naro's song, which I understand is New Year's. Is that what it is, or what is it?
Yes, the song with which you opened the program, it's a special song commissioned for the celebration of the Afghan New Year called Nowruz. This song has been recorded in 2015, beginning of 2015, to celebrate the arrival of New Year, and that was the time that Afghanistan has been hosting the leaders of all Nowruz countries. Nowruz is celebrated in number of countries, so if I'm not mistaken, up to 16 countries, on the 21st, the 20th of March.
I noticed when it was listed as 1393, that is your new year. Can you tell us about the calendar?
Afghanistan, as other Nowruz countries, we are living under the Persian or solar calendar. And that song was recorded to the arrival of 1393, and now we are in 1394.
Okay. All right, now I read an article about you in the New York Times. I read about that. That tells how you keep the school running in spite of school bombings and threats from the Taliban and all that. And as I told you earlier, I'm a former elementary school music teacher. And I just can't imagine teaching under those conditions, but I know that this is what you do. Can you tell me about how you keep going with all that? What moves you to keep you going with all that?
The life is going on. The hope is there. The optimism is there. We know that Afghanistan is one of the dangerous places of the world nowadays. But it doesn't mean that because of the danger we should stop living. It's not that I live. The Afghanistan National Institute of Music community lives. The children lives. The faculty lives. And they are continuing to live and have hope without any fear. Even after the very barbaric act to which you referred, the bombing of one of our performances, still students and the faculty and the community, they've been bravely coming and continuing their education. Not only continuing their education, but we also managed to keep fear and panic out of the school. And at the same time, we managed to keep our visibility and to continue to grow and to expand.
What's the age group of your students, please?
The age group of our students is between 9 to 22. Mm. They begin the program when they finish grade 3 of schooling, which is preparation for the normal schooling for primary time. From primary level, which is grade 14, students are enrolling into our school and continuing their education for 11 continuous years. And after 11 years, they graduate with an associated diploma in music, performance, and teaching.
All right. So we're getting all your students to go out and teach as well and to spread the word even more.
One of the ambitions of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music and myself is to open our branches in other parts of the country. But for this to happen, if we are not talking about the financial difficulties, putting the financial difficulties and the political support that we need aside, we need music educators. Currently, Afghanistan is lacking music educators, professional music educators, and that's why that in our own school we have got number of expert faculty who are teaching music, especially Western musical instruments. But for the teaching of Afghan traditional instruments, we do not face any challenges or any shortcomings. But again, the music education is a very expensive exercise. For this, we need the funding, but most importantly, we need the expertise. Once our students graduating, they will be taking those positions, and slowly we will be in a position to include music in preschool program. And also, music should eventually be part of the curriculum in every single schools of the country. But for this, we need time.
Now let's listen to the school song for the Afghan National Institute of Music.
Thank you.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We're here at APAP talking with Dr. Ahmad Sarmast, head of the Afghan National Institute of Music. Now, how long has the school been in existence?
The idea for the establishing of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music began in 2006. In 2008, on the invitation of the Ministry of Education of Afghanistan, I returned back to the country to implement or to make reality a music school of which I've been dreaming, a music school which could transform the life of Afghan children, revive Afghan music, promote musical diversity, contribute to the unification of the Afghan people, building bridges between Afghanistan and the international community. 2008 and 2009 were years of planning, fundraising, and developing the infrastructure. In 2010, officially the school has been opened, and since then, we are operating under the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Education, and within this short period of time, the Afghanistan National Institute of Music became one of the most influential cultural and educational entities of Afghanistan, widely known internationally as well.
Now, in the midst of the turmoil in your country, the students seem to thrive in your school. How do you get them to come to your school? How do they get to go to your school?
We are not doing a lot of publicity for the enrollments. Otherwise, I assure you that the queue would be from our school right to the downtown of Kabul. Our school is very, very popular in Afghanistan. It's not because it's the only music of Afghanistan, but it's also because of its infrastructure, the quality of education that we provide to our students, the opportunities and the facilities that students having access to. We get our students through orphanages. The disadvantage, I probably did not notice that 50% of the school enrollment every year is reserved for disadvantaged kids of Afghanistan, kids who used to work on the streets of Kabul as vendors, and also kids who are coming from various orphanages getting enrolled into our school, and girls, because girls have been badly discriminated in the last 40 years against, but also still there's a lot of hardship that the girls are going through. Even in many parts of Afghanistan, girls do not have access to very, very basic education. But in our school, we strive to create an equal opportunity for everyone, regardless of their gender, ethnicity, social circumstances, or economic backgrounds.
It's so beautiful to hear all this. Now, when we first met, you were telling me about a new initiative, and you briefly mentioned it with the Children's Anthem of Afghanistan, the woman who conducted.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you tell me, you said there's another program you're having for women, and I wanted to touch on that.
In our school, young girls are represented and having exactly the same opportunities like the boy does. And also, they're represented based on merit in every single ensemble of our school and in every orchestra that our school initiated, whether it's a wind orchestra, whether it's the youth orchestra of Afghanistan, whether it's an ensemble of traditional instruments, or whether it's a percussion ensemble. But in addition to that, 2 years ago, we initiated a new ensemble. This ensemble is called Zohra. And this is a old women orchestra of Afghanistan. Around 50 young Afghan girls playing Western musical instruments as well as some Afghan traditional instruments are playing in this orchestra. And the repertoire of this orchestra consists of Western classical pieces, specially arranged for Afghan traditional and Western musical instruments, and also some Afghan popular song and folk music. The initiative that we have, and I'm working, and that was a wonderful opportunity during the APEP conference to promote the plan that we have got here to bring this All Women Orchestra for a concert tour to the United States of America. I think that if we manage to raise the necessary funding for this program, that's the best way to reconnect the people of Afghanistan and the people of the United States once again after the 2013 when our youth orchestra played a sold-out concert in Kennedy Center and Carnegie Hall. But this time we're not only reconnecting, but once again, we will be showing to the people of America that the sacrifices of their men and women in uniform, and also the enormous financial support that America provided to the Afghanistan, has not been wasted. It really created wonderful opportunities for the children of Afghanistan. And it shows when the children of Afghanistan have given an opportunity, they can create a lot of beauty and speak once again through cross-cultural activities and through the beauty of music with the international community, and to reflect on the positive changes that occurred in Afghanistan in the last 14 years thanks to the presence of the international community led by the United States of America.
Oh. This is so exciting. I look forward to hearing about this latest.
We are currently at the very first stages of planning this program. We hope by March, late February, early March 2017, we will be having this tour in the United States of America. During this APEP conference that I met a lot of people, and I had many meetings, there are a clear indication that the funding would be coming from various organizations and this tour will be taking place. And right now, with our partner, we also identifying the organization and the institution with which we would be working. When the tour happens, it's not just some concerts. An important element or some important element of this tour will be community outreach performances of our students in various public schools of the United States of America. And also we will be inviting female musicians from various orchestras and ensembles to join our orchestra to perform together. And in this way, once again, we will be facilitating a dialogue between the youth of Afghanistan and the youth of the United States of America. And once again, they will be sharing the beauty of music to the community.
This is exciting. This is so exciting to talk about. So we're going to play one more piece, and it's translated to It's Our Beautiful Country. And I believe this is the performance at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, this.
How do I pronounce it? In
we have two major languages in Afghanistan. One is Dari, which is a dialect of Persian, and the second language is Pashto. This song is originally composed in the language of Pashto, and it's called Dazemun Zeba Watan, which means it's our beautiful country.
Let's listen. And we have one more question. Are there any ways that people here in the United States can help your school and your students?
I would like to express my own gratitude and the gratitude of our school community to the people of the United States of America and also to the government of America for their generous support since the inception of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music in 2010. Many American individuals generously contributed to our programs, and they've been supporting our sponsorship program, which is a program that enables this street working children or vendors not to be worried about making a living on the streets of Afghanistan, but to continue with their education with a peace of mind that by the end of the month they will be receiving a stipend from the school which compensate for their daily lose of income. If the people of America are listening to me, we would be very grateful to them to continue to support this program.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Dr. Samast, for being in the Jazz Room.
It was a pleasure to be here and to share it, my experience working in the Afghanistan National Institute of Music and provide you and your audiences with some information about our school and our commitment and vision.
So we're going to play one more piece, and it's translated to It's Our Beautiful Country. And I believe this is the performance at the Kennedy Center.
Yes. This.
How do I pronounce it? In.
We have two major languages in Afghanistan. One is Dari, which is a dialect of Persian, and the second language is Pashto.
Mm-hmm.
This song is originally composed in the language of Pashto, and it's called Dazemun Zeba Watan, which means It's Our Beautiful Country.
To the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter, hashtag at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.